Hallelujah. This is another time in the presence of God. I will thank God for this hour of prophetic broadcast. This is hour of prophetic rain. And if you are joining us for the first time, this prophetic broadcast comes up every middle of the night between 12 and 1 a.m. I will thank God for what God has been doing, what God will continue to do using this broadcast. I know that as you have joined us today, the blessing of the Lord shall come upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to someone that is listening to me now. Mercy shall promote your destiny. Mercy shall enlarge your life. Mercy shall speak breakthrough into your life. Mercy will stand against judgment pronounced against you. Mercy will promote your life. Mercy will destabilize the plans of the wicked. Mercy will decorate you. Mercy will release your letter of celebration in the name of Jesus Christ. Mercy will advertise the gift of God in your life all over the world in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I speak into your life. After today's broadcast, you will have awesome testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. The glory of God shall cover you. The mercy of God shall come upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. I disconnect your life from affliction. I disconnect your life from sorrow. I disconnect your life from poverty. I disconnect your life from backwardness. I disconnect your life from every evil of your father's house in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Beloved, you are welcome to the 27th day of the month of April, year 2021. It's another section in the presence of the Lord. And I want you to get ready, because as we go on now, the hand of God shall be released and the yoke shall be broken in Jesus' name. There are seven prayers we are going to pray now, and I want you to get ready as we pray the prayer. Open your mouth and pray very well. Say, blood of Jesus, arise and fight for me in the mighty name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, arise and fight for me. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Say, covenant blood of Jesus, laminate my life in the name of Jesus. Covenant blood of Jesus, laminate my life in the name of Jesus. Covenant blood of Jesus, laminate my life in the name of Jesus. Covenant blood of Jesus, laminate my life in the name of Jesus. Covenant blood of Jesus, laminate my life in Jesus' name. Pray, say, covenant blood of Jesus, envelope my household in the name of Jesus. Covenant blood of Jesus, envelope my household in the name of Jesus. Covenant blood of Jesus, envelope my household in the name of Jesus. Covenant blood of Jesus, envelope my household in Jesus' name. We pray, say, power in the blood of Jesus, scatter every covenant of witchcraft against my life in the name of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus, scatter every covenant of witchcraft against my life in the name of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus, scatter every covenant of witchcraft against my life. Scatter them in Jesus' name. We pray, say, anything stolen from my hand in the dream, I recover you now in the name of Jesus. Anything stolen from my hand in the dream, I recover you now. 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 I recover you in Jesus. Any satanic animal walking around in my apartment, there in the name of Jesus. Any satanic animal walking around in my apartment, there in the name of Jesus. Any satanic animal walking around in my apartment, there in the name of Jesus. Any satanic animal walking around in my apartment, there in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Shout this prayer loud and clear. Any agent of darkness walking closer to me to steal from my destiny, run mad in the name of Jesus. Any agent of darkness walking closer to me to steal from my destiny, run mad. Run mad, run mad, run mad in Jesus' name. We're plantation of witchcraft in my blood, there in the name of Jesus. Plantation of witchcraft in my blood, there in the name of Jesus. Plantation of witchcraft in my blood, there in Jesus' name. We pray, say, powers bringing me back to square one in the dream, there in the name of Jesus. Powers bringing me back to square one in the dream, there. There in Jesus. Listen, powers assigned to take me back to my father's house in a dream. Powers assigned to take me back to primary school in the dream. Powers assigned to take me back to my secondary school in the dream in order to change my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to take me back to my father's house in the dream. Powers assigned to take me back to my primary school in the dream. Powers assigned to take me back to my secondary school in the dream in order to change my destiny. In order to change my destiny. In Jesus' name, any evil power using negative dream to control my life. In the name of Jesus, any evil power using negative dream to control my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Beloved, few days ago, I started explaining a topic titled, I Shall Not Labor in Vain. Can you help me shout it several times with prophetic voice? I shall not labor in vain. 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 I shall not labor in vain in the name of Jesus. As you have shouted it, you will not labor in vain. We read Judges chapter 6. In Judges chapter 6, we saw situation that befell the people of Israel. The Bible said they sinned against God, and God allowed the Midianites, the Amalekites, to devour them. The Amalekites, the Midianites, the Philistines, they came to their farmland and they destroyed everything in the farmland. They came en masse. They came with their cattle. They wasted everything they have taken months, years to plant. When they were planting, they did not come. When they were sowing seed, they did not come. When they were plowing the ground or tilling the ground, they did not come. But when this period of harvesting came, then the enemy came to waste that harvest. These are the powers we refer to as the power that makes people to labor in vain. Then I explain to you what these powers are. I gave you about 7 of them. Let me try to go over this power again. Number one, they are the power of the emptiers. The assignment is to empty everything a man has labored for many years. Two, the power of wasters. They waste every labor of many years. The power of inherited curse. When someone inherited a curse, that curse will break the backbone of everything he has built for many years. The power of bewitchment, power of being under spell, under the influence of witchcraft, the power of sin and iniquity, the power of household wickedness. And that was where we stopped. The next one, number 7, is the power of placenta manipulation. Placenta is a spiritual entity. Many people do not know that placenta is not just a physical entity, but a spiritual entity. And also, placenta is a living entity. Through placenta, the child is sustained in the womb. Food is passed from the mother through placenta to the baby in the womb. Also, the feces of the baby is passed out from that placenta. So you can see a lot of things that placenta used to do. So placenta is a link between a child and the mother. Also, every evil practiced by the mother will flow through the placenta spiritual pipe into the life of that child. Many placentas have been manipulated against the destiny of people. It's a pity. The wicked, they understand the importance of placenta. So they look forward into getting placenta of a baby because it will be easy to manipulate that baby. It will be easy to destroy the labor of that baby as it grows old. That is why we used to give lecture to people of how to undo their placenta. Many people have undo their placenta in a very wrong way. And this has allowed the enemy to gain access into the placenta and use it negatively against the destiny of people. There are many, many wrong ways that people undo placenta. I need to tell you this one because most of you listening to me now, if you are a parent, you must be able to have this knowledge. You may not be able to recover some things from the hand of the wicked until you pray some prayers on your placenta. Many of us may not remember what happened to our placenta, but many of us will remember how we have even handled the placenta of our children. Many parents bury placenta. It's the wrong way. When you bury placenta under the earth, it can still be removed spiritually and be used against that child. Two, some throw it into the river. It's a very terrible way. Marine spirit get access to it and affect the child. Don't forget, placenta is a living entity. It's like the baby itself. Three, some flush it in the toilet. Some parents deposited it inside the cracks of the wall. Some use it as a placenta. They grind it and put it as a placenta to put as a placenta. Sorry. Some grind it and they use it as fertilizer. Sorry. They use it as fertilizer and put it on the farm. Some parents sold it to herbalists and the herbalists use it as part of the material for concussion. Some hide the placenta of their children on top of a tree. Some plant it under a tree. Some wicked agent, they gain access to placenta, they cook the placenta, and they eat it, showing that they have swallowed the child. But the proper way of handling the placenta is to anoint a placenta, pray on that placenta, and burn that placenta to ashes. When it's burned to ashes, no one can get access to it again. Beloved, placenta can be used to summon a person from wherever he is. It can be summoned. It can be summoned from Germany. It can be summoned from US. It can be summoned from UK. It can be summoned from Russia. It can be summoned from anywhere. When they get access to that placenta, it will be summoned. All the efforts he has put into something can be wasted in a day through the access to the placenta. The person can be caged, it can be afflicted. Program of darkness can be done into his life. Sickness can be programmed into his life. Infirmity can be programmed into his life through placenta. So therefore, placenta manipulation has been a very strong tool to waste the effort of people. We are going to pray aggressively now. I want you to shout loud and clear. Every evil manipulation of my placenta, in the name of Jesus, every evil manipulation of my placenta, in the name of Jesus, every evil manipulation of my placenta, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Confess your sin to the Lord to have mercy. And the Lord will show mercy on you in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and say, every cage of placenta manipulation, break in the name of Jesus. Every cage of placenta manipulation, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray. Shout it loud and clear. Say, evil done against my placenta that is affecting my destiny now. In the name of Jesus, evil done against my placenta that is affecting my destiny now. In the name of Jesus, evil done against my placenta that is affecting my destiny now. In the name of Jesus, evil done against my placenta that is affecting my destiny now. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to get a bottle of oil. If you don't have a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are God of mercy. We pray that this oil and this water shall be anointed. The blood of Jesus shall flow into the oil and the water. The anointing that breaks the yoke shall enter into this item. and the fire of deliverance shall move into the oil and the water in Jesus' name. Now take it and anoint your belly button. That your belly button is a link between you and your ancestor. Also is a link between you and your ancestor spiritually and physically. Therefore, you need to cut that link. You will shout loud and clear. Every evil link between me and the evil power of my father's house, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link between me and the evil power of my father's house, break, 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 break. Every evil link between me, make sure your hand is on your navel, it's on your belly button. Every evil link between me and the evil power of my father's house, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. See, put your hand, every evil link between me and the family idol, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link between me and the family idol, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray. Still put your hands. See, every evil link between me and the witchcraft of my father's house, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link between me and the witchcraft of my father's house, break, 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 break in Jesus. Say, every evil link between me and the familiar spirit, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link between me and familiar spirit, break, break, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link between me and familiar spirit, break. Somebody need to pray. I can see somebody pray. I heard that sister pray. Every evil link between me and the familiar spirit, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. I can see a sister. Yes, your body is shaking as we are praying that prayer. Every part of your body is shaking. You need to pray that prayer again. Every evil link between me and the evil familiar spirit, break, 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 break. Every evil link between me and familiar spirit, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest. And pray like this with your hand on your chest. I break every remote controlling power that is operating against my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I break every evil remote controlling power operating against my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I break every evil remote controlling power operating against my destiny. I break, I break, I break, I break, I break, I break, I break every evil remote controlling power operating against my destiny. In Jesus' name, we pray. Anoint your head now, your center head. Thank you, Jesus. And shout this prayer very well. Every evil covenant between my head and the evil power of my father's house, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant between my head and the evil power of my father's house, break, break, break in Jesus. Say, every evil covenant assigned to press down my head, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant assigned to press down my head, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Praise. Say, every evil covenant that is making good thing to get out of my hand, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant that is making good thing to get out of my hand, break in the name. Somebody need to pray this prayer very seriously. Every evil covenant that is making good thing to get out of my hands, break, 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 break. If good thing is not coming closer to you, if the time they need to call you for something they're not calling you, it is because of this ancestral evil covenant. Every evil covenant that is making good thing to get out of my hand, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant that is making good things to get out of my hands, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant that is making good things to get out of my hands, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray. Your hands still on your head. Shout this one loud and clear. Generational evil covenant bringing affliction into my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, generational evil covenant bringing affliction into my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, generational evil covenant bringing affliction into my life. Yeah, generational evil covenant bringing affliction into my life. Yeah, in Jesus' name, pray. I want to beg somebody after this broadcast, pray this prayer back on your head. Pray for another 20 minutes. The yoke of darkness that has been following your destiny shall be broken. I want you to anoint your hand. I pray that the yoke upon your hand shall be broken. Your hand shall be free. In the name of Jesus. Anoint your leg also. I command your leg right now to receive deliverance. Power of God fall upon your leg and you are delivered completely today in Jesus' name. Aha. I prophesy into the life of someone here. The affliction that you inherited from your parent has disappeared now. The Lord has destroyed that affliction completely, and the yoke of that affliction has been broken. Yes. I pray on your prayer request now that all the prayer requests you have written on your paper, those who have at heart, shall be fully answered in Jesus' name. Heaven shall look down on you and bless you. Heaven shall remember you, and heaven shall attend to your case in Jesus' name. I pray that the blessing of God shall increase upon your life. You shall be fruitful. Those who are looking for the fruit of the womb shall be blessed. The glory of God shall give you testimony. Today, the Lord shall minister to you. In our place, those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, they have been fasting, and they have been fasting for 10 days full fasting, and it's going to be concluded today. So I pray for all of them, wherever they are hearing me, those who have participated in that fasting, that the Holy Ghost will visit all of you, and there shall be miracle of conception. Conception of twins and triplets in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. God bless you in Jesus' name. Mercy of God shall not depart from you. Mercy of God shall continue to work upon your life. Mercy of God shall do greater work in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. All businesses that are down shall be favored. God shall bless everyone here with blessing of prosperity, with blessing of good health, with blessing of sound mind in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be an open door of supernatural breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. You will restore, you will recover everything that has been lost from your hand. God shall bless you. Oh, you will receive that document you are waiting for. The government will receive your, will release your paper, and there will be testimony. Every yoke upon your children shall be broken, and there shall be great joy in your home. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, you can get across to us on 0802-336-9298, 0802-336-9298. I attend Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festac Town. 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festac Town. You can see us if you want to see us for prayer and counseling, or you want to see us for deliverance. You can see us on Tuesday, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, on Thursday, 8 a.m. in the morning, and on Sunday, 6:30 a.m. in the morning. God bless you as you visit us. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.